Clapping. That's a note that I heard the other day from somebody.
I actually couldn't clap because I stapled my finger accidentally at work and it's infected. So,
Is that why you stopped smoking weed?
Actually,
because
no.
Because you were that high, you stapled your own hand?
No, I was sober at work. It was a very bizarre, once in a lifetime accident.
Yeah. He's sober right now. He's not high, but he does have a 7-Eleven pizza. Like, you should be high. There's no you should only be high when you buy 7-Eleven pizza.
I know. I know. Trust me. I'm disappointed in myself.
This is the Sarcastic News Live Show. My name is Justin Cross, and the voice over there with the 7-Eleven pizza, that's Eric Feldstein, everybody. Eric Feldstein. He needs no applause.
Yeah. Those days are long gone.
No applause.
No more applause for Eric.
That girlish voice is Joe. And
been getting girlier by the day.
Joe's he's gonna be live tweeting tonight's show for us.
It's tough.
I go because Joe knows sports pretty well, and I said, Joe, what do you got for us sports wise? He goes, sports. Yeah, I've watched. I know of it.
I know what's going on. Yeah,
I've heard of the ESPN. You know,
ESPN it's a upstart, right?
It's an upstart. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's what, okay. That's good.
So we've got Joe in the house doing with sports. We got Eric Feldstein with our Jewish wrap up. To my left, can I acknowledge you on air? Or
of
do you
course,
wanna...
I'm just hanging out. But yes,
we've got Tara next to us. she's from management. Guys. Yeah.
Got upper middle management.
She's
all
she's judging all of you tonight. No. And then, of course, as always, looking exactly like a guy who works security at a club, Jake the Snake Cranny, everybody.
I'm so pumped to be here. Thank you for that introduction.
Welcome.
I'm really, really energized for tonight's show.
Yeah. Is that your O face, what you just did there? I'm very... My penis is flaccid.
Getting excited.
And in the back, as always, she does an amazing job. Jenny Guzman is in the back. Guzman.
Jenny.
As always, though, we begin tonight. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't even intro our guests. I didn't even say, we're coming at you live, folks, from the Skid Row Studios right here in the heart of LA's 24-hour chicken and waffle district, okay? We got a great show for you tonight. Our guest, she's a journalist. For policymike.com. She's been with us several times in the past. She's very smart, very funny. And she may even be joining us for the trivia game tonight, the snake game.
Nice.
From the Daily Beast, The Atlantic, and of course, policymike.com. We're talking about Laura Diamond will be our guest tonight.
Friend of the show.
It's been a little while. She's in New York, so she'll be calling in kind of late her time. But that's, as she puts it, that's when she gets started. So
okay.
She works journalism hours, so. But as always, we begin tonight, as we always do, with the Sarcastic News Live Rundown. Our top story. The White House fought on Tuesday to contain the growing political furor over allegations of misconduct at the nation's veterans' hospitals. And if you guys have been following this, but regarding the allegations, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said about President Obama, quote, "He is not at all pleased with some of the allegations and will be extremely unhappy if some of them prove to be true." Adding, quote, "He'll be so unhappy that he may even decide to put the VA in timeout. And if other allegations prove to be true, he may even take away TV privileges after 9 p.m. and enact a strict curfew even on their summer vacation." That's straight from White House Press Secretary Jay Carney. And he described the anger of the situation, describing this other man's anger of the situation. Secretary of the VA, Eric Shinshensky, said, quote, "I am mad as hell." Of course, if he's mad as hell at the growing injustices at the VA, I'm sure he'd be glad to explain this to CNN.
"We've been trying to get an interview with Eric Shinshensky, as you said, since last November."
"You've been trying for months. Our continuing request..."
"Well, I didn't get any call back today. Again, no response to our request."
"They simply do not respond."
"We are again requesting an interview with General Shinshensky."
Again, the invitation for Secretary Shinshensky to come on the program or talk to Drew stands.
The man is, Eric, first of all, Anderson Cooper has a way of just very mildly putting somebody in their place. Like, he's so good at it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I don't have much to add to that, but I think we can all agree that he is so mad right now, he can't even talk to CNN. He can't even talk to them. He hasn't been able to do it for months. He's been that mad. He's been boiling. The most damning allegation, though, came recently in Phoenix, where a VA hospital is accused of falsifying waiting lists in order to hide the long delays facing veterans seeking assistance.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently, get this, the old-fashioned method of saying they were out of cash but would give them change after making their purchase at the register was starting to get old. And while Arizona has yet to legalize marijuana in Mexican people, potheads from bordering Colorado are trying their hardest to help veterans by sending, quote, anything green. This includes, but is not limited to, marijuana, salvia, the occasional dollar bill, spinach, and Gumby. Or as they say in Arizona, the only legal alien they accept. I should have said E.T. instead of Gumby.
I like Gumby.
No, Gumby,
yeah,
that was good.
I like Gumby.
Thanks, guys. I got a lot of yes men over here. No, buddy.
That's management great. Is here today. We're all on our jobs.
She looks so nice, people, but she is judging.
Not true.
I'm kidding. In sports, the NBA Conference Finals are going on as we speak. In the Eastern Conference, the Miami Heat and the Indiana Pacers are battling it out, while in the Western Conference, San Antonio and Oklahoma are going head-to-head. Now, for those who follow the NBA, these matchups aren't a huge surprise. So for the 9 people who follow the NBA, these matchups aren't a huge surprise. I'm sorry. I guess more people do in these
There's
days.
10.
Yeah.
At least. It's double digits.
Not even you, though, Joe.
No, I don't watch any of the games now. It's boring.
Now, I don't know if you guys have followed this. In Iran, 6 individuals were arrested for making a quote, obnoxious fan video of the Pharrell Williams song Happy. This is true. While many are outraged that regular citizens would actually be arrested for being happy, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani sent out a message on his Twitter account that read, quote, hashtag happiness is our people's right. We shouldn't be too hard on behaviors caused by joy. Adding, quote, but seriously, the song is really fucking obnoxious. they curse a lot over in Iran. And finally, a word to the wise, don't get bullied in Porterville, California, guys. Don't get bullied in Porterville, California. This past week, the mayor of Porterville, Cameron Hamilton, which is a man with a walrus mustache who strongly resembles actor and diabetes treatment advocate Wilford Brimley, said in a city council meeting this.
I'm against bullying, but I'm getting damn tired of it being used as a mantra for everything and the ills the world when all most people have to do is grow a pair.
Oh, that's great.
If you think that's bad, actually, if you think that's good, the city councilwoman's, this is a city council meeting, city councilwoman Virginia Garala, immediately challenged the mayor, saying this.
It is hard to stand up and grow a pair when you're maybe a 10-year-old little girl.
With that, folks, we got a great show for tonight. Our guest, she's a journalist from PolicyMike.com. Like I said, she's written for The Atlantic, Daily Beast. Laura Diamond is going to be our guest. She's going to be calling in from New York, so stay tuned for that. And we've got What's Happening in Your Neighborhood. We've got the Snake Game. We're back after a week off. Snake Crony is crossing his arms and looking at me, staring through my soul, really. As I continue to speak here, Eric Feldstein, he's not high, and that's just weird. Joe,
he's doing something.
He's doing something.
He's here.
He's either live tweeting or checking his text messages.
I'm just texting, yeah. I'm the bad kid in class. I've done 3 live tweets, actually.
Nice.
Is that good?
That's
impressive.
Yeah.
Do I get to keep my job?
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
he really did scare everybody.
That's my new management style I've learned recently.
Yeah.
He sent out an email with your picture. Yeah. It was very stern.
It was very scary. Yeah. Very stern headshot.
We got a great show for you. If you want to call in, tell us about what's happening in your neighborhood in the next segment, call in 800-893-9562, 800-893-9562. My name's Justin Cross. We're going to be right back here on Sarcastic News Live.
Hey, hey.
But it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
I hope you have diabetes.
That was the mayor of Porterville, California. Right there. We're back here on Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross, joined with Tara, with Joe, with Eric Feldstein, and Jake the Snake Craney. Guys, first of all, if you thought that break was too long, then you didn't live through the 90s, because that was... You didn't take your headphones off.
No, because I was a huge NSYNC fan. Huge.
Yeah. And it was...
But
it
she was the one that the one person that liked Joey Fatone the best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His goatee.
No, Chris Kirkpatrick, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man. You didn't fall for Lance, did you?
No, I was a Justin girl.
Yeah, Cross. are you a big fan, Jenny, of NSYNC? You're younger, so I don't know if that was really much of your time, but
I listened to them, yes, I did.
You did?
I was more of a Backstreet Girls though.
Whoa.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta go against society.
Yeah, yeah. No. I remember back in my school, it was always the girls that were like, it was always the girls who wore high heels that were big Backstreet fan, like the 3-inch high heels.
Never wore high heels.
No?
No. Actually, I was a huge BB Mac fan before, like, NSYNC.
BB Mac?
Yeah. If they're the ones, I just remember the music video, they're, like, playing at the bottom of a staircase.
Really?
And they have, like, a guitar case open and people are just walking by donating money.
Oh.
I'll think of the song.
Wait, is that a boy band or no?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. What was the Abercrombie & Fitch song? Is that LFO?
That is.
Yeah.
Wow, right. Cross.
Take Her If I Had
Girls
One Wish.
Girls for the Summer.
Great song.
Girls for the Summer. It's great. I don't have
rhythm. Did you learn that on guitar, Joe?
I did.
He knows two songs. He knows Brown Eyed Girl and that LFO song.
Really too. Yeah.
How he would serenade girls. All right, so we're back here, and we have a great segment. It's sweeping the nation. It's called What's Happening in Your Neighborhood.
I can't ever listen to this song again.
So melodic.
It really is. It'll put you to sleep. Cry you to sleep sometimes.
A good sleep, though.
A good sleep, yeah. A good REM sleep.
An eternal sleep.
We're going to start with the man right across, the guy who checks IDs at the front door, Jake the Snake Craney. What do you have for us this week?
I've got a story out of Chicago where 110 protesters were arrested outside of McDonald's headquarters for demanding that minimum wage be raised.
Hmm.
Looking into it, it's known that now most fast food CEOs make 1,000 times more than their average employee.
Really?
Yes, 1,000 times more. And Justin and I don't know about you guys, Justin and I both know what it's like to work in fast food and what kind of resolve it takes to do that day after day and get paid the way they do.
Yeah.
So my first question is, what is your reaction to the mass arresting of those protesters? And second question, if all pay was equal and you guys were forced to work for a fast food company, which one would you work for and why?
Wow. Well, first of all, let me just say, I know the resolve that it takes to work fast food, and it's called acne.
And stealing chicken nuggets.
It's true. And sometimes you combine acne and chicken nuggets,
yes.
And that's what the bad customers get. Yeah. Wow. So the first part of that question was about...
What's your reaction to 110 people getting arrested?
I think they deserved it, clearly.
Trespassing?
No.
I'm sure that they were unruly. They need to be put in their place. I just want to know, actually, I don't believe it at all, but how are they going to get, how the hell are they going to get out of prison on $8.50 an hour?
They just can't.
That was $7.25.
That's what they're banking on. That's
yeah,
why they arrested
$7.25. Yeah.
They make more in prison than they do working at McDonald's.
Wait, we get free food out of this?
Three squares.
And it's healthier for me than working at McDonald's?
No,
three hots and a cop.
three hots and a cop. this man is eating 7-Eleven.
So, speaking of Mr. 7-Eleven, man, which company would you work for if you were forced to work for a fast food chain?
You know what? I'd work for Arby's just so I could smuggle the, I forget what they're called. It's been so long. But that one sandwich was so good. Yes. I think that was the one.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
It just melted in your mouth.
Where would you go, Joe?
I would certainly work for Wendy's.
Really?
Because I already did. I love that company.
And they used to have a thing called chili chips and cheese, and they took it off the menu. And I'm bringing it back, boys.
You know what you should bring back? The chili with the thumb in it.
Oh, yeah. That was a collector's item that we had for a little bit. Yeah.
Is this part of the kid's meal?
That was the toy.
It's an actual live thumb in the chili.
Yeah.
Does anybody believe that they, like, deserve that? I mean, what did they get arrested for? Just protesting?
No,
you can't get arrested for just protesting, can you?
No, not for protesting. I believe it was like trespassing / disturbing the peace, something in that area.
Yeah. They can get them for whatever they want.
Yeah.
Tara, where would you?
Fast food, Tara.
I would probably work at In-N-Out. They look like they're having fun there.
Well, they are getting paid a lot more there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. There you go.
I was going to say In-N-Out. The pay is equal, though. Oh, the pay.
So
oh.
The pay out of the-
well, I think, well, here's
well,
the
thing. Well, then McDonald's because of the play place.
There you go.
I think that, oh, they actually have Hamburger University. So it's like you can actually work your way up the ladder. Like they have a whole.
Do you get a degree from Mayor McCheese?
The Ronald
takes it out of his head.
Yeah. You get one. If you graduate, you get one night of just rampant craziness at the Ronald McDonald House, you know? That's actually like a charitable organization.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I'm an asshole.
don't slander them.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I give them a quarter like, every now and then.
Well, I would still go In-N-Out. I'm just going to, because if at In-N-Out, if they're going to treat their employees well off the bat without having to do equal pay, I feel like if it was equal pay, then, you know, the bar would still be somewhat higher in terms of respect or something.
But you're working very hard. Those things are always slammed. You don't get any resting time at In-N-Out.
Hey, if you can lean, you can clean, Snake. All right. All right, that's how I know it from my days at Mickey D's. Okay?
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. That was my first job ever. Yeah. Well, let's see. Eric Feldstein, what do you got for us in the local news?
Well, we can all tip our hats to Dr. Alexander Image, who is 111 years old.
Wow.
Mazel tov.
Amazing.
Too much clapping on your show.
Yeah. he's in New York, and he's got the record now for the oldest man alive. The oldest woman, for all you ladies out there, is Misao Okawa in Japan. She's 116 years old.
Oh,
she's
my
born
God.
She's born in 1898.
Wow.
So,
can you document that, though? I mean, is that I mean,
they do it the best they can.
Yeah.
Before her, the oldest person alive was 122 years old and 164 days. Louise Kalman in France.
Wow.
Luis is just waiting for the end.
Well, they're not exactly running marathons, but, you know, they're up, they're alive.
Kicking.
You know,
they're wheeling around.
This guy doesn't look like she's doing much of anything.
Oh, let me see this guy.
We'll
post a picture of him on our...
It's just crazy like, to realize your own... Like, if you knew you're going to live to 120 years old...
Thank you very much, Jenny.
Here sorry, what?
If you knew that you're going to live to 120 years old... And you, like at 60, knew, okay, you're only halfway through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how freeing would that feel in a certain way? Do you think it would feel...
I would be at peace, yeah.
Yeah. I'm only halfway through, baby.
Whew. This guy's 60 rocking. More to go.
Just getting started.
Yeah. Or I'd be miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends how I was, ailing.
He's very fashionable for 111. He's rocking a sweater vest and everything.
Well, I think we can all agree that if you know that you're going to live into your hundreds... The point of life truly is to save for retirement because
right yeah
if you retire around 70, that means you got 30 years to just fuck around, you know. Just go wine tasting and play what's a game
at Kmart. You're gonna have to wine taste at Kmart.
What's that game? Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Oh. Candy Crush. That's all I would do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, good. So wait, he's just old? What was the point of the story?
Well, you kind of took
we
it.
We celebrate old.
You stole it from me.
He's continuing to exist.
Yeah, I guess my question to everyone is, what do you think's a proper age you can envision yourself making it to? Like, what would kind of be...
What would be a nice end goal?
Yeah, like, over. What's a little bit excess? Like,
I'm shooting for $150. I'm enjoying this right now. I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah? You're going to make it far? Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, by the time I'm 70 years old, they're going to have so many medical advancements, I can make it to $150.
I've known Snake probably. For a long time. I pinned him as a 27 club guy.
27.
Kurt Cobain.
Does that mean I won?
Yeah.
I win?
Yeah,
I just won.
Jinxing him.
Joe, what would you say?
I mean, anything past 50 and I would be just shooting myself, I'm pretty sure.
In the head?
I know what's happening later in this world and it's not pretty.
Yeah.
so I don't want to be around. No, thanks.
Oh, goodness. That's depressing.
It's morbid. I'm drinking Coca-Cola, by the way. Yeah, so that's why.
No, you won't make it to 50. Don't worry. You're on the right track.
Good. Yeah,
how about you, Tara? How long do you want to live for?
I'd say early 90s would be a good age.
That's fair.
That's fair.
They say women live longer, so.
I do, yeah.
Lucky you.
There's no scientific evidence, just some dude on the streets.
No, there's science behind that.
Yeah. I think 100 would be. I want to make triple digits.
Yeah?
It's a goal of mine. Wow. I'm fairly healthy. I mean, I have some 7-Eleven pizzas, but, you know, I run a lot, so.
That's good. Sunscreen every day.
Yeah, every day. Mm-hmm. All right, Joe, what do you got for us?
So mine isn't so much local as it is about the NBA playoffs.
Okay.
We're talking about the Indiana Pacers and Miami Heat. And if anyone watched game two the other night, Indiana had the lead going into the fourth quarter when Dwayne Wade, the star shooting guard of the Miami Heat, accidentally hit a star swingman of the Indiana Pacers, Paul George, in the head and concussed him. He did not come out of the game, though. And it was revealed later that he was concussed and that he had played through most of the fourth quarter blacked out. So, my question to you is, could you play any sport, including maybe chess, blacked out, or would you be able to have to come out of the game?
Absolutely. I say that as somebody who's done a lot of drinking and blacked out, and then the next day had to go run a race. So, like, I've done it, blacked out. No, I don't even know, like, how can you be blacked out?
And that's
like,
what I'm saying. How could you even be on the court and know what's going on? He's not just standing out there and just dizzy and just in the middle of the court. That doesn't make any sense.
I thought the whole point of being blacked out is that you don't, like, you can't see. Like, that you're, like, you just, blacking out is like when you pass out, right? Like, and you just don't remember anything.
That was
not when you pass out. Right? Yeah. No.
It's actually, like, you
when
can
you just
still
can't remember things.
Hold on, the Backstreet Boys fan is talking.
No, it's just, you just don't remember what happens after a certain point.
That's good because he lost the game, that was good for him. So,
I could be knocking out or...
By that definition, Eric Feldstein's been blacked out for 3 years.
Where am I right now?
No recollection.
Oh, man. We're going to nickname Eric Whipping Post after this.
Nice. That's what they call me.
Oh, man.
Just kidding.
So you've been have you been blacked out and play a sport or, like, gone to work or...
No. I remember.
Not that you can remember.
I know my limits. I can't go too far.
She's in control.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm smart.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah. Can't go that far.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
You got some beef?
I don't tease people I like.
Yeah. You're the one. Yeah.
That's
sign
so
of affection.
Sweet.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. You guys can continue this after the show. Not on Showtime, okay, guys? If you want to call in later, 800-893-9562. Last week we had a caller and he was very quick. All he said was this.
I hope you have diabetes.
And I said, really? Is that really necessary? And then Jake Craney said, yes, we've devolved already the sound effects. We have a great show for you. Great show for you guys. Our next guest coming up in just a few minutes. She's a journalist again. For PolicyMike.com, she's been with us a lot of times on the show. Laura Diamond will be our guest. And Snake Game is coming up. Snake, what do you got for us this week?
Just kind of
warm the audience up. Give them a little...
Oh, we've got quotes from the weekend news. And as always, a spicy little tweet to cap off the game.
All right. I'm looking forward to that in the Snake Game. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you want to call in, 800-893-9562, don't be shy. Open up your eyes. Call us. My name is Justin Cross with Jake the Snake Craney, Eric Feldstein, Joe live tweeting, Tara sitting next to me, and Jenny in the back. We got a whole crew tonight, and we're going to be right back on Sarcastic News Live.
So many words for the broken heart. It's hard to see in a crimson love, so hard to breathe. Walk with me and maybe night till the light so soon become wild and free. I can feel the sun. Your every wish will be done. They tell me, show me the moon.
The title of tonight's show is called Jenny's Revenge. And if you were here with us earlier in the show, you know that NSYNC was our original song that was played during during the first break. And Jenny, over there, Jenny Guzman in the back, she got back at us with the Backstreet Boys. And what was the title of that song, Jenny?
I don't remember.
Oh,
really?
Show me the meaning of being lonely.
You don't remember, huh?
I'm not a. I mean, I.
She's blacked out.
Yeah, I'm blacked out right now. I don't really.
I thought you were a hardcore fan. On. No.
Yeah.
All right.
As I was watching this video, I realized I've never seen this video.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty young.
So, yes.
I feel
sorry.
Great.
Producer back there, Jenny.
We're pretty old.
Sorry.
Very old in here.
Yeah. 12 years old back there, manning the soundboards.
All just right.
She's got a bright numbers. Career ahead of her.
She's good. Yeah, she's totally good. Well, I want to touch on one thing. We talked a little bit earlier about, I think we were talking in the car over here about they're legalizing, Pennsylvania. That's where you're from, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah. They struck down a ban on same-sex marriage in Pennsylvania. And so now couples can get married or, as I read an article earlier today on CNN, divorced. And this one couple had been living there for a very long time. One was in Pennsylvania, one was in another state. And they had to be married because of the ban, wouldn't allow them to get divorced. So now, it was one of those articles you read, because now so many states are trying to legalize, you know, or at least strike down the ban against same-sex marriage. So it's like, what's the new angle? It's like, I'm not going to write another, you know, offensive Joe Biden and assless chaps joke, you know? I got to go highbrow, but I couldn't think of anything. And I just thought, I still don't have a good joke on it, but I thought it was an interesting article because this couple had been together and they couldn't get divorced because of the law. And I just thought, you know what? Everybody deserves the right to get divorced. You know? Mm-hmm. Everybody does.
That's the
does.
Pure bliss of life. I'm
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then we were driving over here, and Snake here was saying that Anderson Cooper had a couple. Oh, Michael Sam. Michael Sam, first gay NFL player, got drafted the other day. And I guess a couple people were voicing their opinion on Anderson Cooper. What happened there, Snake?
I think it was a Dallas morning, one of those popular morning talk shows where they just have four ladies that are just...
Were they morning?
Talking
or was it
heads.
A morning show?
it was an AM talk show.
M-O-U-R-N-I-G.
Yes, and okay. One of them was just extremely uncomfortable with Michael Sam kissing his boyfriend on TV and just was very, you know, uppity about it. And then Anderson Cooper blasted her on his show, just kind of ripped her apart.
It was only Anderson Cooper.
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was very snarky.
Jake was saying that Tara was saying that he used to do a show with Laura Ling, is that right?
Lisa Ling.
Lisa yeah. Ling, I'm sorry. Yep. A journalist whose sister was in North Korea,
yep.
Who was got imprisoned over there.
Accidentally crossed over the border exactly. On a journalistic assignment. Yeah. I'm chewing gum. Sorry. That's
no,
not
no,
good
no.
For this show.
No, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Journalistic of you.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, accidentally crossed over the border into North Korea, her and a friend, and of course were imprisoned. Quite the diplomatic saga there.
How do you accidentally? I mean, isn't that one of those things, like, you know you're on the border?
Yeah, they
like,
knew they were very close. They definitely, I mean, they were.
Google Maps kind of.
Well, there's not like a spray painted
line. I believe that's the story. I mean, I've looked into it a while. But yes, I think they were imprisoned for, what was it? It was like a month or so, wasn't it?
Wow. Yeah, it was longer than that, I think. But what happened?
But finally, Bill Clinton, I'm not sure what talks were had, but Bill Clinton flew over on a jet. And saved them, rescued them. Yes. Yeah,
classic it was, Bill
yeah,
Clinton.
Yeah,
he's just
yeah.
a man.
He did,
well,
you know.
And when I heard that, I also heard that Jake Carini had a pretty thing. Give us your impression of Bill Clinton going to save Laura Ling.
Lisa Ling's
Lisa
sister.
Ling's
Lisa
sister.
Ling, why don't you hop on Air Force 7.5?
Came good. Out good there.
That's
it
good.
Came
yeah,
out
that good.
Was good.
That
was good. I was worried about that one.
I said
we awesome in career.
Stacey, you've got some good sound effects. Snake actually did the voiceover for this one.
I hope you have diabetes.
And the guy
I also did
on.
The crying baby, and that was probably my proudest one.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's me when my team loses.
Yeah. Sound like you were hiccuping there too. Like, getting it out.
Part of the reason I love that clip so much.
Yeah. Well, we've, let's see, do we have any callers right now or nothing? No? All right, well, good.
Hey, yeah, have
clean slate.
Yep, that's how we operate here.
I get stood up all the time. It's cool. Literally.
Okay, let's
met a girl at Jiffy Lube the other day, and
there you go.
Not even let's kidding. Just
stop. No, we were hitting off. Yeah. We were hitting off. And
he came home.
The story's
he was
not
very
getting any better than that. That was excited.
You wonder why you're in a whipping post, Eric. Okay.
Well, you know what can I say? Life is short.
So you were at Jiffy Lube,
and you know I started hitting on her and got her.
Did you offer her a slice of 7-Eleven pizza?
No,
free oil change.
It was actually pretty casual. I should have said all of those lines, but I kept it simple, safe, and I called her the other day, and she didn't answer, so.
No?
Dear diary.
Have you ever been stood up at a restaurant,
she's listening
though?
Right
oh,
now.
No. No, that would be painful.
Yeah, that would be funny. No, she's a doctor. She's definitely not listening.
Have you ever been stood up?
No. I mean, I maybe had a call not returned, but like, I want to know, like, have you ever like sat at a restaurant waiting for somebody to show up or a coffee shop and they just don't come?
That would be brutal.
Ooh, that would be pretty.
That's
brutal.
Never happened to me.
Yeah,
I would just
never
eat.
Happened to me.
I would just stay there and I would eat and I would just do it.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now what website have you had your most success on so far? Because I know you have
JiffyLube.com.
Yeah. Plenty of Fish. Yeah, I've got some numbers that I'm meaning to hit up. As soon as I get some time, I have my assistant scroll through them. But yeah, Plenty of Fish is okay.
Yeah.
Tinder, I haven't had much success on Tinder. I don't know.
Grindr?
No. Grindr. I haven't. Maybe I will if things are looking the way they are with women. I'm going to have to switch. But yeah, it's getting rough out there.
Well, we're going to have to, I'm going to check on our guest, Laura Diamond here, to see if she's at all.
She's okay. Not like North Korea or something.
There's a good chance.
They could.
She's not going to get close.
We'll send Bill Clinton over here to go pick her up in the 7, Air Force 7.5. Let's do this. Let's go to a quick break. Live radio, guys. We're going to a quick break and then, we'll be back. If nothing else, we'll play a damn good version of the Snake Game.
Oh yeah.
All right, and we will, we'll have a good time with it. So we're going to be right back here on Sarcastic News Live and listen a little bit more. I think we got LFO.
No. He's been on your mind, that distant look is in your eyes. I thought with time you'd realize it's over. It's not the way I choose to live. And something somewhere's got to give. As sharing this relationship gets older, older. You know I fight for you, but how can I fight someone who isn't even there? I've had the rest of you, now I want the best of you. I don't care if that's not fair. Cause I want it all, or nothing. I needed that. Oh, sorry.
Don't you dare interrupt my O-Town.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were back on the air.
Snake Craney, this guy
really
never,
vibing
the only
over
time
here.
He shows emotion is over a football game. This guy was belting out, like lip syncing, like he should be on on Jimmy Fallon doing a competition.
Skid Row Idol.
Yeah, that was Skid Row Idol. That was impressive, Snake. You were doing arm motions.
Mm-hmm. When O-Town comes on, I go into my happy place.
It's a different
snake.
Person.
Different snake. I am
O-Town,
coiled and ready to, I don't know where I'm going.
Joe was, he was stroking his very well-sculpted beard over there.
I was just feeling it up and getting in the mood for the O-Town.
So. And get this, guys. And maybe it was O-Town. Maybe that's what inspired it. I don't know. Eric Feldstein got a text message from who?
The girl, the doctor lady I met at Jiffy Lube.
Yes! Hell yeah!
He did it.
We're not making that up either. He really did.
It's too much crap.
Her ears must have been burning, literally.
Do you think she was listening?
No.
Was she
you read the text message yet?
I did. Hi, sorry for getting back to you so late. I'm not going to respond for 2 years. That's how that's going to go. because I'm hard.
You're
to
only
get.
Playing hard to get, yeah. Yeah.
I respond right now. Hey, it's okay.
Fumbling. You know what? That just means I'm going to have to queue up.
Oh, God.
I'm going to have to queue up your intro song.
Oh, boy.
I think we all know.
Well, I guess it's been a while. I had a good run.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
This was... It's going to take me a few minutes.
Wow. I'm way better when I'm sober, I just
realized.
Yeah,
you're sharper.
I'm sharp. I'm feeling it.
He's
I'm
got
feeling
the wit.
It. I'm back.
He had the runs, guys. If you don't know, if you're listening. This was almost the sound of Eric Feldstein before his first show.
Yeah, except it wasn't coming out of my mouth.
Oh, that was so unappetizing.
My other mouth.
Oh,
my
goodness. You guys are listening to, I don't know, some morning zoo show right now. Wow. There's a lot of stuff going on in the news. First of all, Laura Diamond, our guest, unfortunately cannot make it tonight. So we're gonna skip the snake game in just a second. But lots of interesting stuff going on in the world. I'm just going right now. I love just bringing to light the CNN Read This, Watch That section, which contains the mayor. Is there any way we can bring back? This is the mayor where was it? Someplace in California, small town in California.
Porterville,
California. Bullying has obviously become a big topic. The news media is making a big deal of it, rightfully so. And the mayor of Porterville, he has a differing opinion than some on the subject. Here it is.
I'm against bullying, but I'm getting damn tired of it being used as a mantra for everything and the ills of the world when all most people have to do is grow a pair.
You get the feeling like
ever.
You get the feeling like after he said that, he just leaned over and like spit into a bucket.
Well, I was wondering if Nelson Muntz could just be there going, "Huh, huh," you know.
I was bullied, so you know.
Were
that
kind
of strikes me. Yeah, I was bullied.
How did you handle it?
Well, I didn't handle
shot
it well.
Them with a gun,
I was actually held down and I got a sock shoved in my mouth.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, a used so one or a
used?
Ooh.
It was used. Yeah, it's rough. It's kind of stuck with me ever since.
In related news, Eric Feldstein has never gotten sick. He's fully adapted to all
of it. I got it all. And then
I'll take a minute and
I got
Eric
picked
a
on the bus. Thank Aww. You.
I thought you were going to tell him the story about when you were in high school.
Oh, no, that's...
No? Too painful. Never mind.
I don't know.
It's the time he got caught.
I try to keep that very safe.
Oh, I know. The time he got caught masturbating.
That, yeah, well...
No,
by his teacher.
That would have been better.
All right, since we're here, and I once paid someone off not to beat me up.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's face.
a 6'2 giant black man, and this was before I had hit puberty. I kind of messed around with his girlfriend, and he found out. And
oh, wow.
I was a scared, rich, spoiled, little Jewish dude, so I did the only thing I could think of at the time and gave him money. I'm not proud of it, and it's affected my life ever since.
Do we have a perpetuating stereotypes button on here? Because that's
true story. And he actually tried to get more, and I turned him down, so I guess I got the last laugh.
Wow. Yeah, you stood your ground.
I stood my ground. I didn't give him good. More.
Well, if you were in Florida, you could have really stood your ground and pulled a gun on him. That's how we do it in the South.
He threatened to beat me
how
up at prom.
How much did you pay him?
I paid him $135.
Damn.
Wow.
Oh, back then, that was nothing. I would have paid him $1,000 if I could.
I'm going to go I'm gonna go to the gym for like a year.
Yeah.
And then come back and be like, Eric, give me $35.
Guys,
and they're like, it's $135. And I'm like, $35's fine. I'll take it. Look at me. I look like a block.
I was so scared. I'm not going to lie. I've never been more terrified in my life when he told me you're fucking dead. over AIM.
God, you guys got, I wish you got to get a visual of this mayor of Porterville. Because if you were the mayor, you should have done this. Do we have the clip still? Can we pull that one more time? I'm sorry.
I'm against bullying, but I'm getting damn tired of it being used as a mantra for everything and the ills of the world when all most people have to do is grow a pair.
I hope you have diabetes.
I love the councilwoman's response. Bring that back real quick.
It is hard to stand up and grow a pair when you're maybe a 10-year-old little girl.
You were a 10-year-old little girl.
I was. Yeah. I sounded like a girl. I was a late bloomer, you know.
Hey, some of us never bloom, all right? Don't feel ashamed. Let's do this. We got 12 minutes left. We're going to go. I want to do one more quick break, like a minute, and then we're going to come back here on Sarcastic News Live, play the snake game, wrap it up. We got a fun one here with a fun tweet. Isn't that right, Snake?
I can't wait. I'm brimming with excitement.
Yeah, we can tell.
They're hogging the airtime, aren't they? Sorry, Snake. You still look good in a black shirt.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is my plain black shirt. It's a size L. Got it.
Is that Hanes?
You know what? I'm not sure. It could be. I really don't know. Just kind of
almost reached
it out.
Back, but I stopped myself.
This is good radio. 800-893-9562 if you want to play the game with us. If not, don't worry. 800-893-9562.
Play along at home.
Yeah, play along at home. We're going to put this all live on YouTube, and you guys can play along with us on YouTube. We're going to have an interactive game set up, but we're going to try at least. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm sure there's going to be some pretty amazing 90s music coming up, boy band style, and then we'll be right back with the Snake Game. Yeah. I like it when the girls stop by in the summer. Do you remember? Do you remember when we met that summer? New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish. But she's been gone since that summer, since that summer. Hip-hop mama, they speak and span. Met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird, Jersey 33. When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a whole bunch of sonnets. Call me Willie Whistle cause I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. Now I can't forget you and it makes me mad. Left one day and never came back. Stayed all summer then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone.
That's right.
Lyrical genius.
Oh.
You know you're white when you're dropping Macaulay Culkin and
Billy Shakespeare.
Yeah, sonnets.
Oh,
oh
man.
Oh man, that was...
What I love about playing music like this is you always get to learn the people around. Like if you think you know the people that you like work with, you really don't until you play songs like that. You know, because like the song before that, O-Town.
Mm-hmm.
Snake Craney's doing like live karaoke like he's in Koreatown. That song comes on, LFO comes on. Snake Craney puts his head into his hands. I look to my left. Joe is sitting there lip syncing everything as he's texting.
Oh, live tweeting about it, actually.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to be theatrical or anything. He just knows he's like, yeah, girls were ever coming, Fitch, Macaulay Culkin. He pulls out an acoustic guitar from the table. I'm like,
a little ukulele, actually. That's really nice.
And then through it all, it doesn't matter what song, Eric Feldstein's in the middle doing this white guy weird.
The shimmy.
Yeah, it's a weird, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I got a chance with Jiffy Lube girl. Text me back.
I'm in love.
You guys are listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross, and we have a fun game. It's sweeping the nation, rocking the world. It's called the Snake Game, and I think we have, there it is.
Hashtags. Oh my God. Are you looking at me or the camera?
No, the camera. I don't even know you guys are here.
Just
when that's in
half
front
chub.
Of you.
I don't know what that was.
This is the point of the show where it's a news trivia game, and I'm going to turn it right over to Jake the Snake. Chris, you want me to do the face again? Ha! Hi-zinga! Jake Crane, take it away.
All right, you guys know the drill. Quotes from the week in news. We're going to have that side of the table against these hooligans right here. What charity will you be playing for this evening?
Ooh.
Because it's such a big decision.
Ooh. So personally, and I've thought about this a lot, I'm gonna go with Thespians International.
Ooh.
It's a charity. It's gonna go to benefit thespians.
That's good. We're over here on this side, we're going with the Bring the Thumb in the Chili Back to Foundation.
Yes.
That's a big, yeah.
That's big.
And,
it's a serious issue.
I'm actually going to donate a piece of the proceeds to
Jiffy
the
Lube.
Oldest man's funeral that will be probably soon. I mean, I wish him another 20 happy years, but...
Let's be real.
If you guys don't know, that's Eric Feldstein.
Yeah.
All right, we got. I don't know how to follow that, but we got four quotes here. Let's get right into it. Quote number one: "This is truly an historic day." Was that A, Vogue magazine editor Anna Wintour on getting soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo to pose nude on the cover, or B, Michael Jordan on changing the team's name back to the Charlotte Hornets?
Wow. Well, first of all, why do they say an historic day?
I don't know. It's just something.
It's terrible English. Yeah.
It's the H. It varies. Yeah, I was an English major, so.
But is the H isn't silent, though. It really depends. Historic day. All right.
I believe if it's of a vowel, comes after the H.
Why do we not have that issue?
Oh, yeah. Ladies, go first. What do you think it is? Michael Jordan?
I want to go with Anna Wintour.
She's the soccer
She's the editor of Vogue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. You know,
I know. I've seen that cover. It's a hot cover. Him and his girlfriend. Yep.
Jenny, who are you going to go for? By the way, you guys are on the same team, so.
I just came from the restroom.
Yeah, TMI.
Jenny, she's the Eric Feldstein of the female
team.
I'm going
to go where what she goes with, though.
Okay.
All
so
right,
you
boys.
Guys,
yeah.
I think we have to go with Michael Jordan just because if Cristiano Ronaldo was posing naked, I feel like we would hear about it.
Yeah, our heads would explode.
I think that would be the main thing on like an Anderson Cooper show. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going B.
I'll go. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go Jordan.
What? I thought you were on the same team.
You're on the same. What is this?
Yeah, I'll go.
You're on the girls' team, Justin.
Are you awake?
I'm on the girls' team.
You're on the girls' team.
All right.
First point goes to the boys. Yes. That was Michael Jordan on the Charlotte Hornets.
Wow.
Quote number two.
Good work, boys.
Yeah. Well, my finger.
Or question? It's okay. We can.
Yeah, let's just move past it. But okay. you can download the show later on iTunes.
Yes.
And listen then. quote number two: "The arrogance of man is thinking that nature is in our control." Was that A, global warming skeptic Dr. Don Easterbrook arguing against new environmental policy, or B, a quote from the new Godzilla movie?
Well, I know this one.
What?
All right, you guys go first. You can't, if you know,
yeah,
you
can't
know
say
it,
that you know it.
Okay.
Well, I know kind of Snake, ruins the game. And he's a mental mastermind on the level of Saw. So I would say it's the non-obvious answer, which is Godzilla.
Okay.
Ladies.
Team over there, ladies.
It is definitely Godzilla.
And Jenny's like,
yes.
I'm okay with that.
Bathroom. That's, number one.
That gem of wisdom is a quote from the new Godzilla movie.
That was said by Ken Watanabe. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Game drop.
Yes. I think we get an extra point for that.
I think we can give you a half.
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
tied.
Why not?
Half
sure.
Yeah.
Tied. Yes, all right. Take it.
Well, we can because at the end of this,
Vietnam, there are rules.
For future reference, if you do happen to know one of the answers, raising your hand and saying, oh, I know it,
doesn't
not
work.
The best way to
STFU.
Win the game.
Okay.
Just all
right. Pretend like
rules.
You don't.
Play
got
some poker.
And then kill it.
Quote number three: "People will love you and support you when it's beneficial."
I know. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow. That's...
"People will love you and support you when it's beneficial."
That's me summarizing my relationship with all of my ex-girlfriends.
Oh. Was that A, tennis star Caroline Wozniacki's comments after golfer Rory McIlroy called off their engagement, or B, a line from the new Nicki Minaj song?
Hard-hitting stuff right there, Snake.
This is what's trending in the world today.
Pop culture, or pop culture bullshit?
What are the two options again?
Caroline Wozniacki's comments after Rory McIlroy called off their engagement, or a line from the new Nicki Minaj song?
Can I just say, Snake Craney seems like Will Ferrell acting like Alex Trebek in all those Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah.
What did I just say about ethnic slurs?
Let's go Nicki Minaj, guys. Come on. I think we can all...
Are you on our team, or are we...
Yeah,
I'm on the ladies.
Ellen DeGeneres. All right, let's do Waznakalaka.
Waznakalaka for the win.
All right, that was.
What did you go with? Oh, did I? Oh, I'm now on the.
We're on team. Yeah.
You go.
She's
you
like,
go.
Let's get on the next show. Come on, guys.
No, you want to go Nicki Minaj.
Oh, what? Okay.
We'll do it.
Nicki Minaj.
That was a very wise line from a new Nicki Minaj song.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't know that.
Yeah.
Taking a commanding 3-2 lead heading into our last question, which is worth 15 points.
That's big time.
For the win.
Pillow fights at my place.
Last question. This is the tweet of the week. So who tweeted the following? This is a very, very kind of generic tweet. So just think about what this could mean. Who tweeted the following? Balance is key.
Balance is key.
Was that A, Anderson Cooper, B, LeBron James, C, Larry the Cable Guy, or D, Burger King?
Wow.
Like the company?
Like the company.
No, the king of burgers.
Balance is
key. Who, by
key.
The way, the king of burgers
I
is this
man. I hope you have diabetes.
I'm going to go. What do you guys? Okay, I'm on the guys team now.
Okay.
Cuz I get
good scared. Switch. It's solid.
I want to say Burger King, but I also want to say Larry the Cable Guy.
I feel like it could be Larry the Cable Guy.
LeBron James.
What were the other options?
Balance is key in cable.
Anderson Cooper, LeBron right James, balance. Larry the Cable Guy, Burger King.
Ladies, you go first. Start us off.
I'm thinking LeBron.
I'm in.
We'll do LeBron. We can't do LeBron, though, too.
I know. Larry it's Larry the Cable Guy.
All right, we go Larry the Cable Guy.
All right, boys going Larry the Cable Guy, girls going LeBron James. Balance is key was tweeted this week by Burger King. So the girls win, Justin, by switching over to the guys' team. You have lost, which makes me very happy.
God, you're the worst
hermaphrodite
ever.
Yes.
Shoot.
Yes.
How was that?
That was getting aggressive.
That was very aggressive.
Oh, my God. What are we?
Yeah. Slapstick, baby.
What happened to
Slapstick
us?
Radio.
Guys, you've been listening to Sarcasting News Live. That's a snake game. You can watch that on YouTube later. You can download the show on iTunes. You can check us out on sarcasticnewslive.com. We're on Twitter at SNLive1. On Facebook. We're everywhere, baby. And we're going to be even more everywhere after... Give us a few weeks. We'll be more everywhere. Is that even a term, more everywhere?
Definitely not.
Everywhere more.
My name is Justin Cross. Guys, for Jake the Snake, Craney, Eric Feldstein, Joe, he's like Madonna, just one name, and Tara and Jenny Guzman in the back, thank you guys for listening. We're at Skid Row Studios. Check them out, skidrowstudios.com, SNLive1 on Twitter. My name is Justin Cross. Have a great night. We'll see you next Wednesday.
See, I've been here for 28 years, patterns spread beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.